behind the streets of Pinna, on the plot he's been allotted, in the twilight after dinner, turning clods, his stomach knotted. Each evening you'll find Gerald toiling, to stave his craving brain he stares, at fresh-turned loam, the earthworms coiling, the scent of lilacs in the air. Four plots back, a strike of match, a spark amongst the plastic sheeting, where crouching in a turnip patch, a face lights up before retreating. Gerald squints and takes his thermos, strolls to where the shadow waits. "Hello, who's there?" Gerald murmurs. "It's Larry Bradshaw from number 8. Gerald passes him a cup, the slightest touch of Larry's hand, and tilts the flask to fill it up, their eyes converging as they stand. They talk of soil and raspberry cane blight, of brassicas and nematodes. They talk and talk into the night of what they themselves will never know. Gerald clocks his watch with shock and says, "I'd best be off. Emma will be worried sick," then coughed an awkward cough. Gerald turned to leave, then stopped, the blushing heads of turnips bursting through the soil of Larry's plot. Was at once the very best and worst thing, then the enigmatic moment of infinite significance, Gerald's involuntary bestowment. "Your turnips are magnificent."